Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. And fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will save, move on, save, and he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is Reaching the World for Christ with Lloyd and Betty Yearwood on Blog Talk Radio. So we want you to join in and worship with us in spirit and truth. And we got a call in, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at. 573, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Tell us who you are there and where you're at there, brother.
Yes, this is Evangelist Miller up here in Harville, Missouri.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me all right? I might have been having trouble with my phone tonight.
Okay, well, you're sounding good right now.
Okay.
We're glad to have you in there with us tonight. We're just wanting to worship the Lord in spirit and truth and have a great time in God here tonight, just let Him do a work there.
Yes,
we're as I said there, we're Reaching the World for Christ on Blog Talk Radio, and good to be back again, and just good to lift up the name of Jesus, good to lift up Him, because He said, if faith be lifted up, you draw all men unto Him. And so we are speaking on the power of the cross, and so if you want to call in tonight and be a part of this service with us, why, call in 347-308-8524. Call in with us, and it's 347-308-8524. So just worship the Lord with us. And, so I'm going to ask my wife to come and read the prayer requests at this time. So we'll just go to the Lord's prayer here and pray for all the needs here.
I want to say it's good to be back, and I want to say hello to Brother Miller and Sister Miller. And I just want to say a big God bless to all those that are listening tonight. We have a lot to pray about, but we know God is listening. Claude Dockery, he needs a complete healing in his body. Myrtle Medlin had a heart attack today and needs a miracle. Brother and Sister Miller have a special need. God knows all about it. Pray for Brother Griffin and Sybil that as they go out in their ministry, that God will bless them. Robert North needs deliverance from alcohol and salvation. Tammy White needs salvation and healing of the heart. My nephew Brandon is in Iraq serving, and we want you to pray that his for him and all the people that are over there, that God will protect them and see them home safely. And we need everyone to pray for this broadcast and all the preachers that are preaching on it, that God will anoint them and bless them. And Miracle Valley and Brother and Sister Harder, they need a miracle, so pray that God will rule in their favor. And camp meeting's coming up at the Word of Faith in Loudoun, Tennessee. It will start August the 6th through the 9th, so pray for refreshing and renewing for the people. Pray for the broadcast, that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. And pray for Timothy and Tosh Drennan as they do their CD, that God's anointing will be upon it.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. You heard the prayer request there and everything. And so Brother Miller, you just want to lead us in prayer and just pray for the needs?
Yes, we thank you, Lord, for a special time with you. And Lord, we thank you for being a God that hears our needs and feels our pain and knows our tears. Lord, you know that we get into situations and when we're down and we're out and it seems like there's no hope, sometimes you allow us to be in that situation to draw us closer to you. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for your word that says you have compassion. We thank you for the word that says that you have mercy. And we thank you for the word that says you have grace. Lord, you heard every request. And I lay them at your feet. I ask that you'll minister to each and every situation, each and every need in a special way. Lord, I can't express the pain that individuals go through. But you know their heart, you know their desire, and you know their pain. So tonight, Lord, have compassion. Have mercy and grace. Shine your glory upon them. Move into their heart in a special way and be with them. Show them your way. The people that are overseas in the war zones, Lord, that face death daily. Yes, you send your warring angels beside them, Lord, to walk with them, protect them, to keep them safe, to keep them secured. Lord, we just thank you for your grace that goes before us that will make a path when there seems to be no way. And tonight, for the ones that are so broken-hearted that they don't know which way to turn to, Lord, I ask that they turn to you, that you can work with them, that you can show them. But your Spirit says, not by power, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit. Bring them into your Spirit. Bring them into your throne room. Bring them into that special place with you where you can talk with them and show them your way. Show them your plan. And just cover us, each and every one of us, Lord, in your blood. And we give you praise tonight. We give you the honor and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that prayer, Brother Miller. We're going to read a verse or two here, and we want you to just feel free to obey the Lord, Brother Miller, and anybody else who wants to join in with us, call in 347-308-8524. We're going to just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just have a great time in God. We're speaking on the power of the cross. Tonight, this is the second part of it. You know, just to think about the power of the cross, think about, you know, Jesus went to the cross and he gave us power when he went to the cross that we could have life and have it more abundant. You know, everything that we need comes through the cross. Praise God today that anything that we might desire that we need, God can give it to us right through the cross. And I praise the Lord tonight for that. So I'm going to ask Sister Betty to read here for us. And so worship the Lord with us. Praise God.
Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Praise the Lord. You know, thinking about that scripture right there, you know, there ain't no way tonight that anybody can be saved except they take up the cross and follow the Lord. And you know, Jesus is asking us, and he's telling us, we'll find on down through there that we have to deny ourselves. He told us right there in that verse that we have to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him. You know, that's the main important ingredient there tonight. That's where the power is at, is taking up our cross and following the Lord. You know, there's too many out here today who want to follow their own self and want to follow the things of this world and the silver and the gold and all of that, but it ain't going to get them nowhere. But thank God if they'll take up the cross and follow Him, they can have life one day after a while whenever the end of this time comes down to it. And I just praise God tonight that there He said there, and then said Jesus unto His disciples. So He was talking to His disciples. If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. You know, that's what the Lord is telling us to do today. You know, we've got to deny ourselves. You know, John over there, he said, I must decrease for Him to increase. And you know, praise God, tonight that we've got to take up the cross and follow Him and let Him go forth and before us, and we've got to follow Him. I just praise God. I can go on, but I feel like Brother Miller's got something to say. Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, I was just listening to you speak there. I was waiting on the Spirit of the Lord to move on me a little bit, and He did. You know, we got to be ready. And I encourage everybody to, you know, to search their heart, show their self-approved. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I know that I go through trials and tribulations, and I know that most people do. If you serve God, God sometimes allows things to happen in our life to cause us to seek Him. He wants to seek Him. He's a jealous God.
Yes.
He'll have no other God before Him. And if you're doing this, He's going to put a stop to it.
Amen.
But I'm encouraging people tonight to search their heart, because
yes.
Sometimes we just take for granted when things come our way that, well, that was the devil. The adversary's tormenting me. The adversary caused this. But no, it ain't always that way. I mean, when you live by the Spirit of the Lord, you know, you got to try the spirits and
yes.
find out what's coming your way.
Yes.
What am I looking at? What am I being faced with? Who's approaching me? Is this the devil, or am I being tried as fire? Am I being tried as fire? You know, I don't care who we are. When we are tried as fire, it hurts.
Yes.
Purging of the flesh hurts.
Man.
And one of the hardest things for God's people to do is to put our flesh under subjection
yes.
to the Spirit of God.
Praise God.
And when
Hallelujah.
You take and you listen to the Word of God, when you hearken unto the Word of God, when you meditate on the Word of God, Satan does not like this. He will cause things to come up to get your spirit stirred, to get your flesh to rise up, to cause anger in your life. And God sometimes allows this attack to come to you to grow you. I've noticed in my walk with God, when I'm at my lowest peak, when all hell is being broke loose, when I can't look to the left and I can't look to the right, all I can do is look up to God. And sometimes I feel as a failure, but in my weakness, He has made me strong. And when I'm down on my knees and crying, and when I can't take it no more, that's when He shows me His plan. That's when He shows me who He is. He pulls His Spirit upon me, and He pulls me up so I'll quit crying, so I'll quit murmuring and complaining, so He can put His arms around me and love on me a little bit. I feel tonight people are needing to be loved. They're needing a touch from the Master's hand. They're thirsting. They said, Lord, do I have to be whooped all the time? Well, you know, everybody's spirit's different. I mean, if you don't hear the voice of God, if you're always in the wrong, if you're wanting to do your own thing and you're not led by the Spirit of God, He'll keep taking you around the mulberry bush until He whoops you, until He shapes you. I mean, when the potter said He puts you on a pedestal and He molds and shapes you, that's exactly what happens. You're clay in the Master's hand. And when He molds and shapes you, if He can't get you just like He wants you, and you have a stubborn, rebellious spirit upon you, He's going to put you on a shelf and let you dry out a little bit. And when you've had all you can stand and you can't stand no more, He'll pull you back off that shelf and He'll go to working with you again. But, you know, He ain't going to mess with rebellion. He ain't going to mess with stubbornness, very long at a time. Why? Because he's going to make you and show you and raise you in a position of where you will want to be worked with.
Yes.
And you know, the quickest way you can get to an individual in this hour that we walk in is in their finances.
Yes.
If you want to make somebody cry, if you want to get their attention, touch their wallet.
Yes.
Take the money and watch what happens. It'll change their whole life. It'll give them a whole new atmosphere. It'll give them a whole new perspective on life, and they'll come into the throne room. You know, it's sad, but really a lot of times people have to be knocked to their knees. I'm not saying bow down on your knees. People have to be knocked down on their knees a lot of times so
yeah.
God can get their attention and show his plan, not their plan, his plan.
Amen.
And I thank God that he took an old sinner like me, and when I fall short, he forgives me.
Yeah.
When the pain is so bad and I feel like I'm all alone, I thank God that he wraps his arms around me and he carries me. Because if he didn't, I would fail. I would fall. I wouldn't make it. I'd be destroyed. But because of his loving grace, he wraps his arms around me and he carries me, you know, and he just shows me who he is. And I love the part when he shows me how much he loves me.
Amen.
But y'all were reading over there in Matthew a while ago in the 21st or 24th verse, I believe it was, and God started speaking to me. He said, look over there in 24 and go over about the 35th verse and read that to my people. 34th verse. And I said, okay, Lord, this just come to me. He said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be made to be fulfilled. Heaven and earth pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, we spoke on the last service, I believe, but of this day and this hour knoweth no man. We don't know when Jesus is coming.
No.
All we know is a sign of time.
Yes.
Did not the angels of heaven even know, but my Father only. But
yes.
Now this here's a key. God's going to give us a little key here. He said, but in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yes.
See, when Noah was in the earth, everybody mocked him.
Yeah.
Everybody, well, you know, I wouldn't say everybody, but he had his hard times. But, you know, let me just say that Noah was a man of God,
yes,
and
was.
That if it would happen to him, it would happen to anybody.
Yes.
But he says, for in that day, where before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into
yes.
the ark. Now, back in them days, water didn't come out of the heavens. It come up out of the earth, by what I understand.
Amen.
And they didn't see floods like we see it now.
No.
And, you know, God spoke to him and told him what to do, and the people around him just mocked him and put him down, thought he was nuts, called him crazy. But, you know, on that day, on that great day when God sealed the door on that ark, they saw something right after that that wasn't pleasing.
Yes, amen.
You know, God took and kept his word. He spoke to the man of God. The man of God tried to speak to the children. He tried to speak to the people, but they didn't have ears to hear because they were drinking and giving in marriage and being happy and doing all the things that people are doing now. I like to refer it to sleeping and slumbering and having a good old time.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say that God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes,
and if he was willing to do that then, what do you think he'll do now? I just want to plant a seed. I want to give you a seed tonight. If God back then had a man to build an ark, told him what kind of wood to make it out of, told him the measurements, told him how to build it, then told him to bring in all animals two by two, and then God sealed the door, and then it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Let me just say this. When them people experienced that, it was life-taking.
Yeah. Yes.
Because not only did the water come up out of the ground, but it come out of the heavens. And it didn't rain for just a few days and quit like it does now. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Can I tell someone today, can I tell someone tonight, that God, when he does something, he does it all the way?
Yes,
he don't play around. When God gives you a word, you can take it to the bank. If God tells you he's going to do something, that's exactly what's going to take place. It don't matter who you are, how much money you got, or how many people you know in authority. When my Lord and my Savior, and I call him Jesus, and he calls me friend, he tells me a word, I can believe it, and I can receive it. It may hurt me, but I can receive it. Let me go a little bit further. It said, but as that day of Noah were, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. For all in that day they were, before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until that day Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and take them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now listen to this. People just think everybody's going to go to heaven nowadays. But it says right here in verse 40, then shall there be two in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Now that tells me that God has a plan. It says, two women shall be grinding in the mill. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Watch therefore ye know not the hour your Lord does cometh. But know that this, that if the good man of the house has known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
I like that. I that's what's going on right now. If you look out throughout the land, I see all over people are doing what they want to do. People don't fear God no more.
No,
they don't believe God's word. See, you know, God, when he walked among the earth, when Jesus came to the earth and he walked with us among the earth, you know, the people didn't believe him. And then as time went by, they knew who he was. They found out who he was.
Yes.
They knew he was the Christ. They knew he was the Savior. They knew who he was, but they didn't want it. What they do, they killed him. They crucified our Lord. But it was his will. Why? Because he loved us enough that he would come to this earth to make a way for you and I.
Yes,
so we could have eternity. You know, our God cannot look upon sin.
Amen.
But my Jesus said, I'll be your way maker. I will come. I will take the way. I will make the way. Can I tell you that when a man was thrown in for prison, the people didn't want that man to die. I mean, he committed, I believe it was murder.
Yeah.
And they chose him to be set free over my Jesus.
Yes,
why? Because it was Jesus' plan. Satan has no authority upon our Lord Jesus, none whatsoever. But it was Jesus' plan to go forward and be the front runner so you and I could have this conversation tonight.
Yes.
So we could help our friends, our brothers, our sisters shuttle into the kingdom of heaven. I thank God. You know, they talked about the beating that our God, our Lord and Savior, our Jesus took. They brought him out in a beating. It wasn't just a normal beating. They beat him mercifully. They broke bones. A cat of nine tails cut our Lord's back and tore the bones out of his very body.
Yes.
And crucified him, the blood shed everywhere.
Yes.
And then they had him to carry a cross up an old rugged, stony, rocky cliff.
Yes.
So much so that a loving, compassionate believer run to his side and grabbed and helped him carry the cross the rest of the way.
Yes, amen.
Can I tell you a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Can I tell you about a God that loves people so much that when he was on the cross, when he was hanging between the two thieves, one knew who he was, and he said,
yes,
have mercy on me. You know, have compassion. He was talking to him because he knew that his fleshly body was going back to the earth. But then he had Satan next to him, a thief that didn't even recognize him. that wouldn't be this day in paradise with my Lord and my Savior. But the other one, our Jesus had so much compassion, with no blood in his body, with his skin tore off of him, with this big old hunks of holes all in him, laid upon the cross with them big nails in his hands and in his feet, he still looked to the man next to him and said, "This day you'll be in paradise with me." Why? Because he knew who he was. He believed on him. He had sinned. He did wrong. He was worthy of death. But our Lord and Savior had so much compassion and love that he knew the man had a true repentful heart. He repented right there at this door, and God brought him in, took him home. And I'm telling people tonight, it's not too late. God offers the same love. He's not a respecter of person. So if tonight you're not a Christian, if you're not walking where you want to be, if you know and you know whether or not you're right with God, you know whether or not you're saved. But if you're not, let me tell you, it's not too late. We serve a living God. He's not in that tomb no more. He's raised from the dead. He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Can I tell you about that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's such a lovable God. He's such a wonderful, merciful God. And I thank God that he will shine upon anybody that has an ear to hear and a heart that will receive his mercy and grace and will receive him as Lord and Savior. Oh, my. I feel the presence of God here tonight. I feel a weeping spirit. I feel the pain of a lot of people tonight, brother. Brother Yearwood, I feel people that are really sincere about getting close with God, wanting to know this Jesus I'm speaking about, wanting mercy and grace tonight. I feel the presence of people that have walked in sin for so long that now they're afflicted with diseases. I hear the Spirit saying AIDS. I hear the Spirit calling out divers diseases. But tonight I'm telling you that because of the wine press they've been put into, because of the lifestyle they chose, now they're reaping the benefits from it. But I'm telling you that if you're really real and you really want to know Jesus, I know a God that can take care of your problem. I know a God that can take care of your circumstances. I know a God that can come into your very mortal being and renew you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You know, it's not too late. All you got to do is cry out to Jesus. You got to recognize him as Lord and Savior. You got to recognize him that he's no longer in the tomb, that he's rose from the dead, and he sits on the right hand of the Father. My God, he wants all of us to be saved. He wants all of us to praise him, all of us to worship him. I guarantee if you go into a secret place, go up in your closet and you start praising God and start lifting up the name of the Lord and going into a place that you've never been before, creating an atmosphere, what I'm trying to tell you, God will come in and receive that. God will come up on you. He will show you who he is. But you've got to create an atmosphere. You know, that's what's wrong with the churches nowadays. They want to play. They don't want to pay. You know, there's a price to pay. Let me tell you, everybody speaks all this stuff about, you know, having joy and peace and all that. Let me tell you, if you see an anointed vessel, if you see the anointing on a minister of any kind, if you see the authority rising up on an individual by the Holy Ghost, there's a price that them individuals has been through. It don't come cheap. It comes by the way of the cross. It comes by the authority of the cross. Yes. It comes by the shed blood of Jesus. It comes by listening to his voice and walking in authority. When he says stop, you stop. When he says look to the left, you look to the left. When he says look to the right, you look to the right. And when he says shut up, that's what he means. He means shut up. And when he says speak, you speak, and you speak with authority, and you speak with boldness that he gives you. Yes. I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's walked with the Lord very long at all knows that you have to speak to your destiny. You have to speak to the situation. And as you speak and as you learn and as you walk, you grow. And I don't take any anointing off of any individual lightly because they've been a price to pay. Amen. And because it belongs to my Lord and my Savior. We don't own it all. We don't own nothing. It's all by Jesus. It's all by the hand of God. It's all by the way of the cross. It's all by his authority.
Yes,
and I thank God that he went to Calvary. You know, it was a sad day on Golgotha Hill.
Yes, it was.
For a lot of people.
Yes.
But because of that sad day, we can have life and have it more abundantly. There was a price to pay that my Jesus didn't have to pay.
Amen.
But he did. For everyone that's in sin, God didn't come to save the saved people. He came to save the lost people.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of people think they're saved in that, but they're lost. And God's still after you. So hang on, honey. It ain't over.
Yes,
well, brother, you're what I feel the presence of the Lord. I think he's a merciful God. And I thank God for the anointing that I feel upon my vessel tonight. It's a little bit unusual tonight for me. I feel the peace of the Holy Ghost, but yet I feel the authority. And I feel the cries of people in my spirit.
Yes.
But I want to just say a word. Everybody's not lost. There's a lot of Christian people out there. I hear people saying, well, you're just picking on all the lost people all the time. We ain't all lost.
No.
There's a lot of us out here saying, yes, they are. And our spirit will bear witness with one another.
Yes.
I don't have to preach to the saved. I don't have to preach to the children of God. Our spirit bears witness. What I say, you can relate to. God said, go out in the highway and byway, or out in the highway and hedges, and compel them. Compel them to come in. And that's what we're doing tonight. I'm trying to compel people to turn from their wicked ways. And the ones that are saved and already turned from their wicked ways, I want to encourage you, keep walking as a soldier. Keep lifting up the name of the Lord. Keep walking. When the pain gets so bad you can't stand it, don't quit. Keep walking. As you walk further in your pain, as you're down in your pit, as you're in a ditch and it looks like you can't see the top, as you walk forward, as you dig your way out, as you climb dirty, fingernails full of dirt and everything, as you climb, the authority in the Holy Ghost gets stronger. The anointing will get stronger. And finally you work your way plumb to the top, and you can shake that dirt off. You can shake that dirt off. I heard a story one time, Brother Yearwood, I won't get into all that, but there was a hole that a camel fell into. And the guy said, well, I'll just bury him. They ain't no use him suffering. And every time he throwed a shovel full of dirt on that camel was smart enough to pack it down and stand on it.
Yes.
And as the hole just about got full, the camel stuck his head out.
Yes.
And the guy said, look here, and he threw a little more dirt, and the camel stepped out on the ground and started walking. See, it just depends on how bad you want to live.
Yes.
If you want to live, God will let you live and have life more abundantly by the authority of the Holy Ghost. Well, brother, I said quite a bit. I'm going to sit down here just for a minute and let you speak. I just feel good tonight. Can anybody say praise the Lord tonight?
Praise the Lord. That's a good word, brother. I'm going to let Tim and Tosh Drennan come and Timothy Dockery come. Glory Unlimited come and sing a song tonight. I believe they got a song ready that says, He Comes Seeking, He Comes Looking for Me, is the title of the song. So we'll be right back just in a minute after they sing. Just worship the Lord with them.
One night while on life's raging sea, he looked as if I would suffer defeat. As blackness of night folds off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cries rang out with pride. All I could see was no hope in sight. When faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He made a way when there was no way that I could see.
Well,
I drifted so far. Jesus. looking for me.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you, my friend?
Just blessed, our brother.
Amen. This is Bishop Drennan.
Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you in there, Bishop. We got
Brother Kilmer
on there, too, so we just want you to feel free to worship the Lord with us. We're speaking on the power of the cross.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate what I've already heard. We just slipped in and logged on and heard what was going on, and am blessed tonight to hear that the presence and the power of Almighty God is moving. You know, the cross is the most powerful symbol available to the world today. There's still power in that cross.
Amen.
And, you know, there is an onslaught of evil in this world. The enemy is pulling out all the stops. I've just been really stirred in my spirit over the last few days as I look around and I see the proliferation of evil in the world and how that the enemy is working overtime to establish his plan, and he's just going all out, brother, to steal, kill, to destroy, to deceive, to devour. But yet, in the middle of it all, there's still that old rugged cross standing, you know, it just is. It's a source of strength for us that believe.
Yes, it is.
But I just wanted to call in tonight and tell you guys that, man, I really appreciate the program. It's a blessing. And I'd like to also take just a minute, if I can, and then I'll get out of the way and hear what else you folks have to say. But I wanted to take just a moment, if I could, and invite everyone that may be listening to join us in our annual camp meeting convocation right here in Loudoun, Tennessee, this upcoming week, starting on Thursday night. And I don't know if you've made mention of it or not thus far on the program, but I just wanted to take an opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all of our friends and neighbors to come and join us. We'll start Thursday night, 7 o'clock, August the 6th, and we'll be going through the 9th, 6 services in 4 days, and it's going to be a time of heaven on earth. And there'll be a lot of the preaching of the cross, and I guarantee you, man, we've been in services over the last few weeks where the glory of God has absolutely filled the temple and shown himself mighty and powerful. And I believe that he's just been preparing us for what is going to happen in this time of Harvest Camp Meeting 2009. And anyone that would like more information about it, of course, they can log on to the website at www.miracleministries.net. And, of course, they can always call the office at area code 865-458-4148. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of our friends and colleagues and contemporaries. And it's going to be a great time this year, Brother Yearwood.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you what, Brother Drennan, last night I've been feasting on the service from last night. I tell you what, if man could have looked with a natural eye last night, I believe they would have seen the nail scars, not on the cross, but walking there in the midst with us, stirring us with the power of the Holy Ghost. Because I tell you what, he was strong there last night.
Brother, I tell you, I saw something in the service last night that I've not seen in many years. And that is literally the hand of God was touching people. No one was even praying for folks individually, and the power of God was touching people, and they were receiving their healings and being filled with the power. I'm telling you, brother, it was the mighty hand of God, and he promised us that he would do that. He said that if we would submit ourselves under his mighty hand, he would lift us up and exalt us in due season. And I believe this is the season of harvest, and I believe that we're getting ready to reap what God has said that we are going to reap.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I tell you what, he spoke through me there last night about something. I don't remember exactly now what it was, and I was in the spirit, but I remember getting up out of the floor there a couple of times, and it was because of what God done. You know me, brother. You've known me for several years, and I don't just lay down on the floor. God has to lay me down, and I praise God for that last night.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, what you know, the Lord spoke in several prophetic words, both through you and Elder Owens, and he said that we were on the road of Emmaus. He's walking and talking with us. So I'm just excited and happy, and I'm looking forward to what's getting ready to transpire over this next week. And,
I am too, brother. Praise God. I've been on the phone today calling people and telling them about it, reminding them of it, and of course, we just reminded them there just a little while ago before you come on there about the camp meeting. And I tell you, I believe if anybody misses this, they're going to miss something. I believe God's going to be there in a marvelous and a mighty way. He's going to be stirring people's spirit and their minds and their souls. And people are going to get a special touch. I believe that with all of my heart, if they'll just come this Thursday night and stay through Sunday night, I believe they'll go away from there saying, I've never been in nothing like this before.
Listen, brother, you can go back through history, and you will find that in the most evil hours, that was when God sent the greatest moves of his Spirit. And I don't think that you can find historically an hour that is any more divulged in evil than the one that we are in right now. Matter of fact, I am convinced that the governmental systems of this world are lining up to establish the Antichrist system even as we speak. But I believe that even as God moved for the children of Israel, when they were held captive and in bondage in Goshen on the backside of Egypt, I believe that God's going to move for his people in this last hour. We're going to see an exodus of unprecedented measure, how the Spirit of God is going to be pouring out and instill power and glory and authority in his people. And I believe that part of that is going to begin to be manifest in these six services over 4 days as the handpicked and elect of God gather together to seek the face of the Lord and to be used mightily of God. I really believe that.
Praise God. But you know, he said too, he said in the last days that he would pour his Spirit on all flesh.
Yes.
And I believe we're in the last days. I believe the Spirit of God has been poured out on all flesh that will receive Him. And, you know, I tell you, if people would just open up their minds and their souls and their heart and just say, Lord, right here I am, just fill me. And deny their self, you know, and just let the Spirit of God come into them and fill them. They'll get more than they can ever get. You know, I can't do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I can't walk without Him. I can't breathe without Him. I can't talk without Him. But He's done it all through the cross that I could do this. And He's made it possible for us to do it. And, you know, I tell you, it's time that God's people, I believe in this last day that we're living in, I believe we're in the last days. I was talking to a brother today on the phone. I told him, I said, he was talking about the government system. I said, I'm going to tell you, everything is being set up, being in line right now. The usher in. I said, somebody's got to usher in the beast. And I said, it's setting up in line right now. I believe that. That everything is falling in place for the beast to step out and be revealed. And God's children are going to have to seek His face, to know the difference. You know, He said that they would wander after the beast and don't even know who they're wandering after. It's time that we know that what we're serving and who we're serving. It's time, you know, as Brother Miller mentioned there a while ago, I thought he was going to bring the whole scripture out there, but he got part of it. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try them and see whether of God. You know, there's a lot of false spirits going out across this land today, and a lot of people are being deceived by it. But we need to know the truth and the Spirit of God, and the only way we're going to do that is to get in His anointing and get in His wisdom and get in His knowledge. Then we can have what God told us to have. Praise the Lord.
You know, amen, brother.
I just praise God for what He means to me. I praise Him for what He's doing.
Yes, sir. This is a glorious hour, my friend. It's a glorious hour. It may be troublesome for this whole world, but it's wonderful for the church, because out of difficult situations, that's when God performs the best. And I believe that we're going to see some things. Our eyes are going to behold. Paul prophesied about it in his writings. He said, I have not seen, heareth not heard, neither is it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And I believe that we're in that day that we're going to see, we're going to behold, and it's going to be revealed unto us the very glory of the cross, which is the heart of what we preach, the very power and presence of the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Listen, my friend, I'm just so excited. I appreciate you and the work that you're doing for the Lord, and I'm going to slip off of here and listen to what else you've got to say. I want to say a great big God bless you and thank you to you. And you keep up the good work, and God bless Brother Miller and all the other folks that are out there, and appreciate you all. And we look forward to serving the Lord with you in the future.
Amen. Brother Miller?
Yes, Brother.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, you know, it's good hearing from Bishop Drennan there. He gives me a lot of encouragement. And, you know, he stirs my spirit when he speaks. But I tell you, I know that in this camp meeting, God is going to supernaturally reveal Himself.
Amen.
I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. If someone, by the way of the radio, by the way of this broadcast, has a need, it won't be the people there. It won't be the individual doing it. It'll be the Spirit of God doing it. But if you have a need, I believe this is one of the best places that you can come to in this hour.
Yes.
For a breakthrough, for a miracle of any kind, because of the people that are there trying their best, putting their best foot forward, winning souls for Christ. They are creating an atmosphere. Now listen to me. God can do anything at any time, at any place that He chooses.
Yes.
But He tells us He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And that tells me that he wants us to pray, seek his face, and create an atmosphere for him to come and dwell with us.
Amen.
God don't like sin. God can't look on sin. That's why he sent Jesus. So if you've got sin in your life, get it right.
Amen.
Get it cleaned up. Get rid of it. Don't hinder the move of God. If you can't get rid of it, bring it to the altar.
Yes, amen.
We'll pray with you. We'll help you get rid of it. But get the breakthrough. Get the victory.
Amen.
I cannot think in the whole place, in the whole United States, that would be any better than Loudoun, Tennessee at the Word of Faith Ministry. Because of the hearts and the desires in this end time ministry.
Amen.
I'm talking to some people now. Listen, God will make the way financially. If you cry out to God, you've got a few days left. It ain't time yet. If you cry out to God and you're sincere, I feel with all my heart that God will provide a way for you to get there.
Yes, he will.
It don't have to be a great big TV evangelist to lay hands on you.
No, it don't.
It don't have to be any particular individual. Matter of fact, I'm here to give you some good news. In the environment, in the situation, in the dwelling of this church, more than likely, you won't have to have no hands laid on you at all. Because the presence and the anointing that's going to be up in the building.
Amen.
Up in the vessels. Listen, I'm talking to some people. I'm telling you that I know people's coming to this camp meeting that's been primed, that's been seeking God's face, that's been in the anointing, that's flowing in the main vein. I'm not talking about a limb branch. I'm not talking about a lead branch. I'm talking about the root. I'm talking about they're living in the root of God. And they're walking in his authority, and they're creating an atmosphere for people to come, to be set free. Listen, if you got devils in you and you know it, come.
Amen.
Jesus went to the tomb. Jesus went to the tomb. And the devils come out of a man. A man had been laying there cutting himself all over the grave tombs, just tearing his body all up because he didn't love the man. He hated him. But Jesus went to him. Jesus come. Jesus said, "Who are thou?" He said, "Thou art legion, for we are many."
Praise God.
They knew who he was because they spoke to him and said, "Have you come to torment us before our time?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Be quiet and come out." They didn't want to come out. They said, "Let us go down into the swine." He said, "Go." They went into the swine and went off the cliff and drowned. Now, can I just say that if you got devils and you got demons, come anyway.
Amen.
Come anyway because they can't live in the anointing and in the vein of the anointing that I'm talking about.
Amen.
They can't stand it. Come and let us pray with you. Come and let us get you delivered. Come and see the presence of God and get set free. You don't have to be bound. Jesus is not a respecter person. And if he went to the tomb, he'll come to you down there in Loudoun, Tennessee, or wherever you create an atmosphere. Do you hear what I'm saying? It don't matter where you're at. It's called the presence of God. We don't have to limit the presence of God. People want to limit God into a building, coming on Sundays to get their breakthrough. But let me tell you, God's bigger than that. If you've got his authority and if you've got his power and you've got his anointing and you've got his spirit in you, God's with you every day, every step of the way, every thought you take, everything you say, everything you do, it's God, 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 God. It ain't just on Sundays. I'm talking about carnal Christians when I say on Sundays. I'm talking about people going to church just to please mom and daddy or because grandpa or grandma goes. But I'm trying to share with you about the living God. Jesus Christ, if you're hungry for God, you ain't going to turn him off just for Sunday. You're going to keep him in your heart daily.
Amen.
Because I'll tell you why you need him in his heart daily. You're going to be faced with decisions. You're going to be there's going to be situations approach you. And you got to know, is this of God or is it not? What am I looking at? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? Which way do I go? And you can't do it in your flesh.
Amen.
It has to be by the Spirit of God. It has to be by God having a relationship with you. speaking to you. You know, John had that. Can I tell you about my brother John? John had a relationship with God. And let me tell you, he took, out of all the disciples, John was on the Lord's day. John was in the Spirit. And great and mighty things happened to him. You know why? He created an atmosphere. He believed in God. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He sought. He shook. He took. Can I just tell you that in all the conversations of the disciples, there's been many events that's happened. I believe one of our brothers said, well, in the body or out of the body, I could not tell. Only God knows. That tells me. That tells me that that individual was walking in a special place.
Yes, it was.
If you're looking at a situation, or if you see something, a human, a form of humanity, I'm talking about a situation where if you can't tell if it's flesh or if it's spiritual, you're in a special place.
Man.
God. How about the others on the Mount Figuration? How about getting in a place with that? How would you like to wake up and you see all of them sitting there spiritually talking that's done been with the Lord? How would you like that? Would you turn around and say, let's build three tabernacles? I don't think so. I think of myself, I'd be real quiet. I'd say, let's see what's going on here. What can I get out of this? That's what I want. Build three tabernacles. And then God himself spoke out of the heavens and said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Can you say amen to that? That is precious. That is special. God's not a respecter of person. How well do you want God? How much of God do you really want? Do you really want a breakthrough good enough to come to a Holy Ghost revival? Can you come to a place where God can minister you one-on-one? People don't care if you cry. People don't care if you run and shout. My God, we're going to do that the rest of eternity when we get up with heaven and with God. Come and fellowship with real people. These people down at Loudoun, Tennessee at this minister's convention, it's real people. They are hungry for the Spirit of God to come into their life. Why? Because they got needs. They got desires. Because they know that when they leave this earth, they want to have it all together. You know, there's a lot of people that's leaving this earth and they don't even know where they're going.
Amen.
They don't have a clue. If they could only see hell and what hell had to offer, why, I'm going to tell you right now, they wouldn't be that many people out of church, and the ones that's in church wouldn't be acting like they are right now. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, you would. I'll be quiet for a minute. I feel like I need to let you do some things. I could carry on that.
Amen. Well, that's great. We got about 90 seconds here. I've been sitting here thinking, you know, we've been talking about Loudoun, Tennessee, but I don't know if anybody said that it's 805 Mulberry Street in Loudoun, Tennessee, where this great camp meet's coming up at the 6th through the 9th. So it'd be 805 Mulberry Street in Loudoun, Tennessee. It's right straight across from Napa Auto Store. When you see the Napa there, well, just look straight across the street, and you'll see the Word of Faith Church. So everybody's welcome to come be with us there. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. We're going to be starting Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and Friday morning at 10 o'clock, Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday morning at 10, Saturday night at 7, Sunday morning at 10. So that's going to be six great services in them 4 days, so you need to try to come be with us and just worship the Lord with us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Drennan, you still in there?
I'm here, brother.
Lead us in prayer, and we've got just a second. We've got about 10 seconds there. Go ahead and pray there for us.
Lord, we thank you for those that are listening tonight. Touch, heal, deliver, set free. Do it for your glory and your honor. Send your power to every person listening to the sound of our voice tonight. We give you praise tonight because there's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a deliverer and a healer and a savior. And it's all in Christ Jesus' name. We call it done. Amen and amen.
That's gracious. Okay. So, good night to everybody. God bless you. We love you. Just pray for us.
All right. Good night and God bless.
Amen. tonight, Brother Miller.